Wild in TV time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name's Johnny, and as always, thank you so much for taking a little bit of your time to join us today. I hope it'll be an educational benefit to you. I am joined today by our senior mentor here at Sheridan Mentoring, Mr. Mark Fenton, who's going to be chatting with you a little bit about what can you do to protect your trades in this super relentless rally. If you have questions for Mark as he's working through the content, go ahead and plug him in the chat box right underneath the video box there. And I'll make sure to address those. Yeah, absolutely. Mark, how are you?
Hey, John, how are you?
Very good, very good. Welcome. Thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing.
Well, the title kind of gave things away because I wanted to be the one to surprise everyone, letting them know the market's gone up a lot.
Oh, no, I've ruined it. I apologize.
Yes, almost a year it's gone up. Well, I don't know if anyone's noticed.
Shocking
all. Like me and you think it's insanity. But always keep in mind that the market's job is to make the most amount of people wrong. So as soon as it gets up high enough that everybody goes, it's never going down, that's when you get in trouble.
That's it.
And I've actually encountered that in the last few weeks. I've talked with a few traders who've honestly told me they don't know why it will ever go down. Well, it always has, and it always will.
Yeah.
However, the topic today is going to be to talk about, well, what are we going to do as long as it is going up, no matter what we think, right? Share my desktop here. Let me know when you see it, John.
Looks good.
All right. So if you do non-directional trades, butterflies, iron condors, calendars, whatever you may do, non-directional meaning, you know, it can go up, it can go down. You just want to stay inside of a graph like this one. And I know I've struggled with it, and I'm sure a lot of other people have. I know a lot of people that I mentor have struggled with this. And they'll look at a position like the one I'm showing you here, and they'll go, but, you know, this is going to go down. So I'm not worried that right now in this mocked up position, I'm down $400. And if it goes to my adjustment point, which is usually my adjustment point, the upper break even, I'm going to be down three times that. But you know what? I'm not going to worry about it because this market's overdone and it's going to quit. It's going to quit before I have to do it. And I'm not going to do anything about this because it's going to come down. Well, now we've shown ourselves over and over that that's wrong, haven't we? That it does keep going up, that no, it's not coming back down. So in the meantime, while we all know it will come down eventually, what we want to do is protect ourselves and get that line of thinking out of our head that it's never coming down, or I mean that it's never going to stop going up. We have to trade the trade, as we often say. That means whatever my trade says needs to be done to it, I do it no matter what I think. I tell my students a lot of times, if you say, I think, stop, you're about to start losing money. Because that's what happens whenever you say, I think, you're letting your emotions a lot of times get into the trade. So when we have a trade like this, don't let it keep going to your adjustment point, waiting for the mythical pullback. Go ahead and adjust it. I mean, you can adjust it with things like a vertical, as I've shown here. And what I like to do, if you see the deltas before here, about 140 short. So if I could cut maybe two-thirds, maybe a little more of that off with a vertical, that being I'd go out a little higher, buy a higher call, and sell an even further out call. The balance between the two being how much delta I'm saving. For instance, if I buy a 40 delta call and I sell a 20 delta call, how much delta have I really brought into my position? Well, 40 minus 20 is 20. So if I wanted to cut 60 deltas, I'd need to buy three spreads just like that, wouldn't I? So if you do that, and let's look at the theta, $156 in theta every day before I add the vertical. Now, if I add the vertical, that goes down to $95. So 156 to 95, you go, well, that's not great news. Well, it's not great news. However, look, you can still make money in this fly. This fly, the expiration graph is telling you that I can keep making money, even though I spent all my money on this long vertical. And this long vertical, let's look at it. It's 25.40, 25.75. It will never be profitable as far as being in the money profitable inside this fly because it starts way out here. So this fly is telling you, hey, you can even use that money for this insurance vertical, and there's still plenty of theta in this fly to make you money. That's the great thing about flies. There's a lot of theta in them. You can even hedge yourself like this and still have plenty of theta left to burn to make money. You said, well, Mark, can I just buy a call? It's simpler and I'll pay less trading fees. You can. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. But what's the difference? What if I cut maybe 100 deltas? With a vertical, it's about $95 left in theta out of 156. If I cut it in singles, now I've only got $83. So I lose about another, and quite honestly, many times it's much more drastic. I lose about $15 more per day in theta if I use a single instead of a vertical. Now, what's the advantage of the singles? Well, you can usually get filled quicker on a single option. Verticals can be, you know, a little slippage or whatever. But I would try to buy a vertical if possible. You know, if you're in a hurry, you need to get somewhere, a call is fine. It's just going to slow your theta down a little bit more, which is okay, but it's always nice to use a vertical so you don't slow it down as much. So, and the same thing if we were in reverse. You know, if you were down here and needed puts, get a put vertical. Get a long put if we ever happen to go down hard. And we've done it a few times here in the recent months. About a month ago when we went down a couple of standards of deviation in a day. And that will certainly happen again. You know, we have earnings season coming up here. Stocks a lot of times move around a lot during earnings season. May not always be up, may be down. But my major focus here is I want you to not tell yourself that it's going to pull back. I don't need to adjust. I've had people all the way out here, they're outside their graph, well past adjustment. And they say, I don't want to adjust, it's going to come back in. Well, it might not, right? We can't make it come back in, can we? So as Dan likes to say, there's no law that says it has to come back in, right? So we have to protect ourselves. So heads up on those times whenever you're exposing yourself to a lot larger loss. If, say, we open up 10 points tomorrow or that type of thing, standard deviation up. At this point, let's protect ourselves. Plenty of theta in something like a fly. A little trickier in an iron condor because you don't take in as much theta. But you do need to protect yourself, even if you don't believe the market's going to go the direction it's going and continue that way. I'm ready for questions, John, if anybody has any.
Yeah, if you have any, go ahead, plug them in the chat box, and we'll address those. Someone did ask if you could do it with a condor, which you just addressed, so thank you. I appreciate that. If you have anything else, go ahead and put it in the chat box. We'll be sending an email out today. Dan's going to have a free webinar next Wednesday on the 11th at 1 p.m. Central. We're just working over some topic ideas now. If for some reason you don't get our emails, just shoot us an email at info@sharedmentoring.com. We'll be happy to put you on the list. So you can be aware of all of the content we're putting out. Also, if you haven't, right from this page here as well, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel just to make sure you get all of these Sheridan TV episodes that we put out every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 o'clock. And hopefully they're a benefit to you. Well, I don't see any questions, Mark. So if you guys do have any others, again, info@sharedmentoring.com, or you can always call us 800-288-9341. I appreciate Mark sharing. It is Tuesday, so that means we'll be back on Thursday for another fantastic installment of Sheridan TV. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate your time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye.